Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company. Serving collectors since 1945.
The Bob Saget thing. Heartbreaking.
Yeah.
When Bob Saget passed away,
mm-hmm.
mysteriously, tragically, however you want to frame it, terrible loss. Like, to the point where I don't think that it's actually, I haven't given it enough grief. You know, it's like, that's how short attention spans are, even when someone as important as Bob passes away.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have him in my life the way that the kids did that worked on Full House with him.
Mm-hmm.
And the, obviously the crew that worked on Funny's videos and all the other stuff that Bob was involved with. But in the moments in my life where I was with Bob, Bob was the main character in my life.
The main character.
Like, he was a rocket that was put, he was the secret sauce,
mm-hmm.
so to speak. For people that aren't familiar, you know, Jamie and I were doing, like a, for lack of better terms, we were rapping.
We were doing comedy and rap, which
this is before, like, and I'm not throwing out shit.
We were doing comedy and rap, which could be called crap.
Sure.
That's a flip joke.
Anyway, we were rapping, and Jamie had done Malibu's Most Wanted. All this is in Cable Guy Jeff's movie. Jamie was doing Malibu's Most Wanted. He was having some fun with the B-Rad character, wanted to record an album of B-Rad songs. I offered to help him do that, and those sessions ended up evolving into Jamie and I becoming a rap duo of sorts. Mm-hmm. And we legitimately thought, like, our music was good enough to get a record deal.
Now, this is pre-LMFO, where we would see Redfoo at Coffee Bean.
Pre-everybody.
Everybody. We knew everybody. Go ahead.
So we were legitimately thought that the music, like, was good enough to that it should have a record deal. Like, why not even a comedy album deal?
Pre-Island.
Sure. First of all, Andy Samberg, who actually is a good rapper, shout out to him.
Great rapper.
I remember when he was opening for you in New York, and he had that joke, Species.
He didn't open.
He was on the show. Yeah, you were the host.
Yes.
And he was one of the comics.
I was host for Comedy Central, right. And it was Lavelle Crawford.
Yeah.
Andy
Samberg, I remember
and
Samberg
Hammer.
Had the great
he had the joke.
Species.
Yes.
But I remember he gave us his tape of him rapping.
Yes.
And we were like,
2004.
We were like, heard his rap, and we were like, oh, this guy's good.
Maybe he can ghostwrite.
Yeah, maybe we should be careful of this guy.
Yeah.
Like, he's pretty good.
Yeah, he was really good.
But anyway, we were rapping.
And yes.
We thought that our music was good enough because we were confident like that for whatever reason.
And it was.
Yeah, I thought it was
the
too.
The beats were great.
The
raps were catchy.
Bob Saget, when nobody would get on our song, and I know that we've milked this, and we obviously blowing up and all that kind of stuff.
But telling this to the far right now.
Yes. Who doesn't know that show. So Jamie and I were trying to get a rapper to come on to one of our songs so that we could blow up.
I hit up 50.
We met with Jay-Z.
Met with Jay.
We met with this one and that one and the other one. Nobody wanted anything to do with it.
Kanye was early. Akon would fuck with us.
Shout out to Podwall. So here's the deal. What happened was Bob Saget, actually, originally, Jeff Goldblum was the first one that I thought of.
No!
Because you had
that's
done...
That's right, you wanted Goldblum.
So we called Goldblum.
Goldblum could have been on the album.
And Goldblum to do, like, Rolling with Goldblum. And Goldblum was, like, busy doing something else.
But what did he say?
I'd love to do it, but I'm in Africa.
I'm musical. Goldblum. Yeah, because he tickles the ivories.
Goldblum was unavail.
This is a first. No one has ever said that. I forgot that.
So
you almost made it rolling with Goldblum.
So Jamie threw me his phone and was like, I don't know, whatever you want. Just look in the phone.
Take a number.
Sidekick.
There was a lot. Was this one the sidekick? Shout out to the sidekick.
I get as far as B, and I see the name Bob Saget in his phone, and it was like a magical moment. It was like seeing a vision, like Jamie and Jack Osborne and Jason Mewes spotting an alien.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a moment where I was like, whoa, Bob Saget. And Jamie was like, Bob Saget, I love it. Like, Bob just did Jamie Kennedy experiment. Bob's a Jamie fan. Bob is already calling Jamie to hang out and, like, leaving these insane voice messages. Mm-hmm. Like, Bob will do this.
Yeah.
So Jamie calls Bob, and Bob answers the phone, and Bob's like, what do you want? Rapping? Sure.
He answered the phone.
Yeah.
Which is pretty great. And Jamie was like, Keanu back then, you always got a voicemail.
Jamie, he was like, Jamie, for you, anything.
He said that?
Yes. And so anyway, Bob comes, he raps on the song, Rolling with Saget. Shout out to Decisive. You owe him a book. A signed book. You told him you'd give him a book.
I love Derek. Shouts
maybe
out.
Maybe you could get it for you today and I can get it to him.
I'll give it to you.
But anyway, Rolling with Saget came out and we put it up a year later on MySpace and it went to number one and it turned into a whole thing. We had an MTV show. We spent 3 years of our lives as rappers because of Bob Saget, who was always around. So anyway, needless to say, Bob got a lot out of it too. He had so much fun, but also for the rest of his career in his life, he had a theme song that was befitting of a legend of himself in this classic music video with George Lucas and all this other stuff. So many stories we could veer off in.
Mm.
But anyway, every appearance that Bob Saget made, Rolling with Saget would play. Bob had his roast on Comedy Central, Rolling with Saget. Mm-hmm. Bob's on The Ellen Show, Rolling with Saget.
Mm-hmm.
Bob's getting introduced to come play at the 3,000-seater. Rolling with Saget plays. Bob's going to play the Vegas Comedy Festival where we played with him and we performed the song, Rolling with Saget.
Mm-hmm.
When Bob passed away, it felt like a part of me, like a chapter that I'd never wanted to be over, ended right there, right? It's like even though I wasn't seeing Bob all the time, he was still sending, like my nephew had a bar mitzvah, he sends a video. That's not like 30 seconds. Like you sent like an 11-minute rant. Like Saget will do like 20 minutes of jokes that shouldn't be at the bar mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
He's that guy, right? And it's just so sad. Like he literally, I was texting with him 3 months before he passed away. He saw the Faking a Murder. He was like, I'm so proud of you. That kind of stuff, very encouraging. Always with the I love yous and all that stuff. Even if I didn't see him, I knew that I felt important to him. And I know you felt the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could leave it at that and not be, like, bitter. But there is a bitterness about Bob's passing that maybe I'll get over it sometime. But I felt like even more so for you than for me, and I don't know if you're going to include this or not. But
speak.
Then it came time to pay tribute to Bob Saget.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like we were treated like
redhead
like
stepchildren.
Like we didn't even exist.
Mm-hmm.
And and it's like I don't understand that at all. And maybe those people that were really close to Bob and in his circle at that time were unaware of us.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they were unaware of the song, which I doubt, because I know Stamos was in the music video and like loves the song.
Mm-hmm.
But they had all these tributes at they did a tribute at the Comedy Store.
Mm-hmm.
They did a tribute on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
They did this, that, and the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
They had a service.
Mm-hmm.
Were you told about where the service was?
No.
Now, I'm not... first of all, his nephew, Adam Saget, salt of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Great guy. And I feel for him more than anybody. And I know that Bob obviously had the daughters and a family and people that were really... But
we know Adam more than the daughters.
But Adam was our...
He was our boy.
He was... Basically, Bob's raised him.
Yeah.
And I felt sick for Adam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so... The last thing I'm thinking is, like, worried about what Adam's thinking if he's putting together some sort of arrangements. I don't expect him to be like, oh, let's call Jamie and make sure that he's included. I wouldn't put that on Adam.
Mm-hmm.
But there are outer layers of that group that for sure should have said something. I felt like we should have been a part of it. And it feels like that was it was missing from it. And maybe it's selfish because I just felt like... Maybe I feel like we're more important than we think we are in Bob's life. But I felt pretty important from the way that he spoke to me and from the way that that song impacted him and us.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I just felt hurt a little bit that, you know, when Bob passed away, even it was... Dude, there's no excuse. TMZ ran the fucking Rolling with Saget music video right on the front page the day he died.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody... I just feel like you, even more so than me, like, you should have been a part of those. And I don't know why you weren't. I don't know if you have beef with anybody over there or what happened. But that's a regret, I think, that nobody has on their end. But I regret it. I feel like we should have been a part of that.
I'll say this. there's so much I could say to this, and
I don't want to sound like whining about it. It's just like I felt Bob was important enough to me, and I felt that what we had, especially you, had with Bob was important enough to him that you would have even been at the service. Never mind, I don't need you to speak and fucking go up and rap the song or nothing like that. But like just to even be there. When Bob's father died, we were at the funeral.
I was there.
I don't remember seeing any of those. I mean, a few of them, sure. Like Stamos, of course.
His youngest daughter's bat mitzvah.
Sure.
We were there.
And when it was his, when it was the fundraiser that he was doing for...
We were there.
You know, we were there.
Mm-hmm. At least five huge life events for Bob, we were there.
And so it's like when this guy passes away, it's like how do they... I don't know. I just felt like a little bit like... I don't know what the reasoning was. Like, I don't know. I know Jeff Ross, like, doesn't have my phone number. Yeah. So I'm not expecting that.
Yeah.
But you should have been reached out to. Listen, I should have been reached out to via you.
Listen, you make a lot of good points. I was salty. I think the whole thing was, first of all, is a shock. It's
the worst.
Like, literally, I had done.
Who doesn't love Bob?
There's not one person that said a bad thing about him.
Right.
He's the salt of the earth. He literally is the definition of a mensch.
And like dirty. Like, yes. Like the sense of a mensch in the streets.
Yes.
A freak
in the streets. Like wearing a Brooks Brothers by day, but at night, you know.
Bang Brothers by night.
Yeah. So he.
Bob would appreciate that joke.
He would. Here's the thing. It's like when I. Like
so maybe we could do our tribute now, is kind of my point.
Oh, I didn't get...
It's already happening. Go ahead.
Should I respond to that?
Yes.
So, you look, well, exactly what you said. I hadn't talked to Bob for a little while, and then when I turned 50, he goes, can you believe it? Can you believe it? It was like a lead text. I'm like, Bob? And he's like, you really did it. You're 50. Can you believe it? The hairs on your balls are gray. Like, out of the blue, it just hit me like my 50th, which was a big time and a weird time because it was just so... You know, COVID, and he just out of the blue hit me the greatest message, and that's who he was.
And but also, I think you knew the thing that I think Bob loved about you is that you did your homework on comedy. You know, you're a comedian. You're a guy that knows his stuff, right?
I respect who Bob the comedian was. I respect my elders.
Whereas people who come into the business that just think Bob is Bob from Full House. You knew that he was Rodney Dangerfield's guy.
Right hand.
You knew that history. And I think that's why Bob really took to you, because you understood what he was. And I think that's what he wanted to be even more. I'm sure he made his killions of dollars.
As we're talking about
vanilla,
Bob,
yeah,
he would talk to me about Rodney.
Sure, exactly. That's what I'm saying. And I remember him telling stories, carrying Rodney's bags, whatever Rodney wants.
Rodney doing a rail at 84.
Sure. And so I think that, you know... That's probably why he really liked you and me too, I guess, because we got who he was.
Oh yeah.
In our song. I mean, come on.
I think this. Look, you're saying a lot again, and so it's hard to answer everything at once, but yeah. I'll say this is that, you know, I did Bob's podcast maybe 4 months before he died.
Yeah, I watched it.
And I was texting with him about doing something else, and he texted back.
I had a talk with him about doing a talking dog movie where he was going to do with me and Rodness.
Yeah.
Like he was like, whatever you need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I didn't talk to him. And when he died, it was an absolute fucking shock.
Yeah.
It was an absolute shock. And it was like, look, I've lost family members and I knew it was going to happen. Like this was hit me as hard. It hit me
hard. Came out of nowhere to me.
And more than most things. It hit me.
It was just like, what?
I thought it was a joke. I knew how healthy he was. I knew how vivacious he was. I know that he was like, I'm going to tour every weekend. And so I'm like, I just talked to him, you know. And he had a new thing where, you know, nothing really pissed him off. Like, I was talking to him about something that could have pissed him off. And he was like, no, I appreciate you reaching out. And, of course, do that. And it was beautiful. And that's a private conversation. But. Long story boring is that he died. I was in shock. You and me are the first people to talk. I'm like, literally like, is it real? And you're like, yeah. And then my phone blew the fuck up.
And the thing is like watching you know.
And Pammy was hitting it very early,
Love
too.
Pam.
Yeah, and she was like, because she knew. She's like, how are you feeling? Like, but the thing is this, is that I don't know enough, but for about 4 years, we were not in Bob's inner circle, but we were in one of his circles. You have to understand, he's had probably
100 circles.
He's got 10 universes, right?
Yeah.
But we were one universe where we wanted to go out late at night. He knocks on the door. It's Saget. Oh, they let him in.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
We're drinking martinis, eating steaks at 2:30. Yeah, the Belmont. Like, great shit like that. I'm doing a gig in Philly. He's there. We're at the Ritz. It's Saget. The bar stays open. You know, booze in the fucking
best.
In the back limo. She's like, man, you know, it's great, right?
Yeah.
So we did that, and I did a lot too because I would also do comedy with him. And look, I got an idea of who his circle is. It's different people. Like, you know, Jeff, I think, and him have been tight for his whole life.
For sure.
And John Stamos, obviously.
Yeah.
And different.
Even John Mayer, you can tell that
John
they
Mayer,
had
a, yeah, they're.
You can tell.
I don't know. I know Jeff.
It's probably so cool to Bob that John Mayer is such in his life.
So there is a circle there. And listen, people are. The thing that I could agree with you on is that during the whole thing, any news outlet that played a story, TMZ and others, played Rolling with Saget. Other people would play the song in their story, Rolling with Saget. So everyone knew that this was his theme song and they loved it. And then when I saw, like, not only just the people carrying the casket, which I'm not saying I should have done it, but like literally on the outer circle, I'm like, I never saw half of these people in his world. And so, but it's probably our job to call and say, when's the funeral? No one reached out.
Yeah.
It's probably, I would have thought if I heard about the fucking, his like second or third thing, but it was like literally like, do you want to go? And like, do what? Watch? So it's like, yeah. So I had a moment. I had a moment.
I don't want to make it about us.
No, you can't
it's
make it about you.
About Bob.
But there's who
like,
knows
but
what
I think
people
Bob
were going
wanted,
through.
Would have wanted.
I would have liked. Would I have liked to speak? Sure. Or would I have liked to have just even been there and held a flower? Sure. But it's probably on us to reach out. I was touring
who am I
a lot.
Reach out to like what?
You,
like
you
I
know,
fucking
I didn't know this is his new wife.
Yeah.
The only people that we really know in his world is Adam.
Yeah.
So.
And I didn't want to bug it. I spoke to him after
so we
that.
Hadn't, we, you have to understand, we haven't really been deep in his world for 10 years.
Yeah, it's still
so it's so it'd be on and off. So you can't get, you can feel a certain way, but there's reasons why. I don't want to feel how people see this, but I made peace with it, and I had my own tribute I did, and then. When different things started coming out, I had to do another video of like people stopped like fucking making ideas about it. Cause I don't know what happened and I don't want to anyone to speculate.
Well, I'll tell you what,
but yes, I was hurt. I was salty, but it was also not about me.
No, that's the thing.
And right now we can
like
do
I'm
like
in a safe space.
Yeah, you are.
Where we can say that stuff.
Yeah,
out
I mean,
loud.
But
I do
internet,
feel,
but
I do feel like you more than me even. That you should have been a part of it.
It hurt, bro. I had a lot going on. I had COVID.
Like, I watched the Netflix special.
I didn't even watch it.
Hoping to see you in it.
I didn't watch it.
Hoping to even see a mention of
something. Were there people that you never knew? Were there people that you're like, who's that?
Well, listen, I grew up with some of the kid, like Jodie Sweetin.
Yeah.
She was like a child
mandatory.
Actor. She's probably, by the way, side note, one of the most talented kid actors. And as a kid actor, I have authority to say that.
Yeah.
Jodie Sweetin was one of the funniest kid actors.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Like comic timing like a vaudevillian 8-year-old.
Yeah.
Really great.
I don't doubt that.
So anyway, I felt for her big time because that's her dad.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
Yeah. So like, but who was anybody there? I didn't watch it that you were like, why are they there?
It wasn't more like, why are they there? It was just more like, why is Jamie not there?
Hmm. I mean, look, man.
I was like, Jamie should
that's
be there.
You know what? I hate to say it. I hope they didn't turn it into a heat index thing.
I doubt it. But
you know what I'm saying?
Maybe. See, that's the thing. That's the dangerous part about the freedom of speech. You can say whatever you want. Sure. But some people won't like it. And they
well,
it's
can
up
edit
to
that
them.
Out.
And it's up to them.
Well, was it like a true tribute? I'm sure it was. Or was it like, oh, this person's hot this week.
Exactly.
Get them to say a couple of lines. I mean, look. I don't know.
First of all, Bob's the man.
Yeah, so Bob would talk to us too. He'd be like, yo, why weren't you fucking there? But
yes.
Again, we weren't in his world for 10 years, bro. And I would see him on and off. But here's the deal.
But still, someone's funeral. Okay,
like, I agree.
How many times did you meet Bob's dad?
A few. I fucking went to his funeral. I went to his sister's sclerodoma. I've done all of it.
Right. So it's like, that's my point. I agree. Why does it matter?
I fucking agree. Was Hardwick there?
I don't know.
Hardwick was in the group.
Bob was the problem with Bob is that he was friends with everybody.
He really was.
So it's his fault.
Can I ask you?
It's Bob's fault that I feel this way because he made me feel so important.
Bob would laugh at that.
Yeah,
hold
course.
On. Do you want to comment on anything about this? What weird speculations? What do you? What?
I don't think it's necessary.
Okay, but isn't it weird?
Of course, it's weird.
Like, yeah, okay.
It's weird when anybody, you know,
it's different though.
Gets the vaccine and then.
No, I didn't even know it was that.
Oh, it's not that.
I don't even know if it was that.
Oh, I don't know.
It was just.
If the mysterious circumstances are like that, he just like did he hit his head? Did he not hit his head? He hit his head twice. Who was in the room? There was no forced entry. The side door was.
Yeah.
There's like a bit of a. There's a lot of unanswered questions.
There's a lot of unanswered questions and there's unrest for me, but it's not my business to dig it up. I can have my own opinions of it that I keep to myself.
Sure.
I wouldn't only talk about it because you're here and we actually knew the man. And I want the family to have peace.
When a healthy person.
But he was as healthy as fuck.
Well, now, listen, I never saw his medical records.
No.
But as far as the naked eye could see. Somebody who is just fine.
Vivacious as fuck.
Just drops dead. You get, it's, and it's someone that you love. You're going to question it because you don't even want it to be real.
But it was.
You don't even want it to be real
but
that
I don't,
he died.
It wasn't that he dropped dead like we could argue about other things. This was a, there was.
Blunt force trauma.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what happened? I don't know. I don't know if there's going to be some Netflix documentary
on it. I have no fucking idea. And I don't want, it's not my business to say.
I think for the family's sake, it's not even worth digging into. Like,
I want them to have
peace. It's already happened and it's done.
I want to have Adam on, and I would like to know what he would go down talk about.
I wonder if he would.
Yeah,
but
Adam was. Listen,
Bob is missed.
He is missed, dude. He raised. You could say he partially raised you and me because
more than partially.
Yeah, like I had my own. Like you grew up.
I was Bob was a celebrity that I was excited to meet.
Yeah, you grew up.
Watching Bob. I'm age appropriate for Full House and America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah, you grew up watching it. Like when that show was a hit, I moved out here to pursue acting,
exactly.
So I wasn't doing it. So you were a TGI Friday kid.
Yes.
And but then, you know, once he did my show and I'd done guest spots for him before and he was you're Philly, I'm Philly and then.
But your humor with him was always that same angle. Like even on Jamie Kennedy Experiment, the bit was that you were and correct me if I'm wrong. Big fan of the show, so I think I remember correctly. Mm. You were a tour guide for like Hollywood TMZ bus tour type thing.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, as part of the tour, we can actually go inside the celebrity's house.
I didn't have a lisp, but go ahead.
No, maybe that's the character you were doing.
Okay.
And so then you went into the house, and it was Bob Saget's house. And like the joke was that it was Bob Saget. And at first, it's like vanilla ice cream everywhere.
Yeah.
And as you get further in, it becomes like dildos and like fucking human head in the fridge type shit.
Yeah.
Which is like always playing opposite of Bob's public persona. And you knowing that that's actually Bob's humor. That goes back to what I'm saying about like why I think you guys connected so well, because even that skit that you gave him, that probably was one of the first times in a long time. Bob was working blue, obviously, in 86 and 87, but there's like a 10-year stretch where Bob was vanilla ice cream. Skip Schultz jokes, the works.
Well, hold on. The first time I saw Bob, which, you know, made the impression on me, it was, are you ready for this lineup?
Yeah.
It was.
Probably legendary. Like David Letterman, Jay Leno,
no,
Bob Saget,
it was
and Rodney.
I think it was Bob Nelson. I think that's his name, who did the football pad jokes.
Yeah.
It was Kinison.
Wow.
It was someone else.
Yeah.
Dice.
Wow.
And Bob. That was the HBO, like, young comedian special from Dangerfield.
Sure.
And Bob went on. And he said a joke, which now is probably going to joke. He said, I have a girlfriend of 8 years. And he goes, she's this tall. And it was killed. Okay.
No. His humor.
He came out
humor.
And he had so many. And I was like, so I saw him before Full House as that guy. He was dirty.
That was my point.
And as dark as anyone else. Then
he
got picked.
That's what he loved about you, that you knew that.
But he was the only guy in a tie.
Right.
And he was the only guy. He had tweed jacket on. Everyone else was all fucking crazy and rock. And then
Sam Kinison's like in a leather vest.
Yeah. And so, he killed, and everyone else killed. And it's one of the most legendary specials I've ever watched. And I was 16, and I was at, the All-American Boys. I was at John's house because he had cable. And so we were watching it, and it was like, this guy was insanely hilarious, and we also loved him because we found out he was from Philly. And so that's my first thing with Bob. And then he blew up a year later, literally off a fucking full house.
Here's the thing.
But then America's Funniest Video, forget it, the moon.
He wasn't even the first Danny Tanner on Full House. It was another actor that he replaced.
Yeah, who was it?
I can't think of the name, but it's another guy did like the pilot, and they were like,
So let me go back. So he had that. So then he had the image in America that he was one way.
America's dad.
Yes, and then
Bill Cosby was on one channel, Bob was on the other.
100%.
Yeah.
Yo, dude, fucking poor. So that's a lot. So long story is that as much as I want to take credit, I have to give credit to, I think Chappelle was the first one, because in Half-Baked...
Oh, right.
Suck Dick. You know what's like Suck Dick? I don't know if Bob played Bob in Half-Baked or he played a character, but Bob Saget saying, you know what's like to suck dick for Coke?
Yeah.
Killer, killed, hilarious. Then
shocking.
Then it was me, and it was a different version of that, and then I think it was Entourage.
Yeah.
So there was a three-part thing of Bob doing this against the grain,
and he loved doing,
and we were a big part of that. The rolling of Saget was basically literally you wrote the lyrics because you're a really clever lyricist,
decisive also,
but yeah, Derek did too. But you're also, there were some facts in those lyrics,
yeah.
So it's like
so factual that he made me change some of the lyrics,
yeah. So
if you know what I'm talking about,
and by the way, Sabella shouts out, you know what I'm saying?
She looks good,
so it's
still looks good,
yeah. So it was a lot going on at the time, and Bob, it was inspired by Bob, and like literally when we're shooting the video, and that'll be a whole other story. George Lucas, I'll give you a quick story, but I don't want to go. But George Lucas goes to Moose Home Frank's every Thursday, he eats with his daughter, he happened to be there, he came on set. And
he walked through the wrong door.
He saw the red camera. We were early on the red, and he's a technology nut. And I think it was you or somebody said, what's Michael McDonald doing here?
All of this is in Cable Guy Jeff's movie.
And and fucking, you're like, dude, that's not Michael. That's fucking George Lucas. And George was, he's like, what's the aperture? What's your RPM? well, that pullback would be very interesting, so you don't need a split diopter.
No, but then his daughter's like, is that Bob Saget?
Yeah. And then somebody goes to Bob, and they go, Bob, George Lucas is in here. And you're like, get him. Of course, him. He's like, get him in the video game. Long story. And then Bob, just literally across the room with two chicks on his arm, because it's in the video, he goes, hey, Lucas! What's up with Boba Fett? Or something to the effect of...
Can I get Boba Fett to blow me?
Yeah, like...
Something like
Boba
that.
Boba Fett gonna blow me? Like,
yeah.
And George was like, what? And he goes, hey, George, Bob, good to see you, man. Big fan. George was smitten.
His daughter was a huge fan of Bob.
Huge fan of Bob, but also George was smitten by Bob, too.
Dude, George was the coolest.
And long story, not boring.
Jamie's dad.
And then my dad went up and he goes...
The original UFO searcher.
Yeah, who he went up to George and he didn't even say anything. He goes, Star Wars, a documentary.
Yeah, he's like, you're the guy that makes those space movies.
When are they going to tell us? When are they going to tell us? And that's how he talks. So,
yeah, you got a Newport?
Shouts out. So, to heaven. Poor. And so poor. So,
Jamie.
George Lucas was... Bob, like, took charge of the situation. George in the video. The rest is history. But what I'm saying is the video was inspired by the lyricist that you guys wrote, but also Bob's life.
Real life. Also real life. Going
and then
out
we
with
end
him
up
li- like that.
Yeah, we end up living that life and going to clubs and Vegas and forget it, you know?
You know who I saw recently?
And
Deep Roy. You got to get him on your pod.
I got him because sometimes he's been hot and cold with me.
Dude, he's still the same guy. I couldn't even believe it.
Where'd you see him? Oh, you saw him in a con?
Yeah, because...
What are you making a con, by the way?
Not like you.
Are you, you see my lines, right?
You got lines.
But what are you doing? Are you doing three? Can you pull three?
Depends what the show is.
Are you literally holding up a fucking a Care Bear? Deal? A Care Bear?
My Pet Monster doll.
My Pet Monster doll. A fanny pack from Magic
School
Bus.
Magic School Bus.
Big fanny pack seller. All right.
Donnie Darko. That's not bad.
I know, bro. Yeah. You're Donnie. I see Greg the Bunny a lot. Jimmy, by the way, got big.
Frank the Bunny.
Oh, Jimmy. It's Frank the Bunny, but Jimmy's
Greg
got guns.
Greg the Bunny was a different show.
Jimmy's got guns now.
Does he?
Yeah.
Pipes?
I haven't seen him since Germany, but I just saw him on Instagram.
James Duvall has probably, who you're talking about, who played Frank the Bunny Donnie Darko, has probably, if I was to guess, like if you were to go on IMDb and how many credits does he have, the line I would put is probably like 250 would be the line
for how many credits he
has. I could be wrong. But it's like, that's the opening line.
So he's running them through.
Dude, he's been in so many things.
He's giving...
He's a working actor.
He's giving Trejo a run.
Oh, yeah. He's in everything. There's so many people that know him.
Yeah.
Because he's just like...
I didn't know that many.
He's just a friendly guy that like will just be in your shit.
Beautiful soul.
Should I look it up?
You should. But hold on. Let's finish the Bob conversation. Yes. Anyway, shouts out to Bob. We love it. Yes, I felt a certain way about the situation, but... These things happen, and they should
be awful.
Yes. No, I'm talking about the non-inviting thing.
Oh, yeah, that sucks. I'm obviously over it now, but I didn't have a chance. I haven't seen you.
Yeah.
And I haven't had a chance to talk publicly with, like, a platform of people that might actually pay attention to this story.
Do you want this in?
I think it should be in.
I'll give you a cut of the pie.
First of all, I have nothing but respect for John Stamos.
Is the man.
Stamos is the fucking man.
And
it wouldn't be... in the realm of my thinking that Stamos or Adam Saget or any of those people would be thinking, oh my God, Bob died, and within the next couple thoughts, oh, I better call Jamie.
Get me Jamie and Stu.
Right.
Like, no, dude, I'm not
expecting that of them.
I don't even know who planned it.
But I also just feel like we didn't even have the option. We didn't even know.
Bro, I didn't know his wife. His wife might have planned it. Yeah. You can't.
So just let her
people
know.
Are
we love Bob
we love
so
Bob.
Much,
yes.
And we feel sick that we couldn't be there to be a part of the tribute because I think we would have
added to it.
Well,
it's okay. We can do our own.
We could have added to it.
We can do our own.
We could have fucking added.
We can do our own. Can't make it about you.
It's not about me.
Listen.
I love you, Bob.
We love it. I love you, Bob. Listen, man. And I love you, bro. Before
your brother's name is Bob.
Yeah, it's Robert. I think this is a good time to stop because we could go for 33 hours.
Well, we should end on a happier note.
Okay, what? That's a good note. I mean, it was real.
Well, I know, but that's like sad.
Okay. Well, where can people find you? What are you doing right now?
I'm looking up James Duvall's IMDb.
But what are you doing in life?
I'm making movies, man.
But are you?
I'm making pictures.
Are you out of LA?
I mean, I'm here right now, but I've been in Toronto for a long time.
Why?
Because that's where the action is, baby.
For you, because you do the CanCon.
Yes. Okay, I was wrong about James.
He
Duvall's
doesn't have
credits.
250.
He's got 163.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's a lot, yeah.
How many do you have?
I'm up there. I bet I have
you
one.
You have more than he does?
No, I bet I have 108. In terms of movies.
Let's check it out.
Did you just do movies only or all appearances?
I just looked up like actor credits.
Okay.
Jamie Kennedy from television. Jamie Kennedy, how many movies have you been in that are on IMDb?
I mean, if you want to movies and TV, it's different.
112.
I wasn't off. Yeah. 112. Not that far behind Jimmy.
You probably made a lot more money, though, for those 112.
I did all right.
Yeah.
You got to get a piece.
I'm going to look up me now.
You got to get a piece. A little piece of the back.
Of 108 things? You're probably doing pretty well.
Well, I only have a piece of about 8. But I won't do one thing without a piece now.
Oh, yeah? You're getting pieces?
Of course. If I did Vandits, I would have fucking got a nice piece of that
105.
Shit. So you're not bad.
You're at 108.
Yeah, you're right near me.
Neck and neck.
Now, are we working actors or are we hoes?
Well, you're making money, so...
But you're making some money now.
Yeah, different
now, hold
money.
On. Before we go.
I'm making movies.
Why are you in Toronto? Did you give up on L.A.?
No, I didn't give up on it, but there's opportunities there that existed. Like, just like, I think you could appreciate it, being that you're a hustler and a grinder, that... You know, I went to Toronto, and my brother-in-law, Adam Rodness, who we started a company together.
Yeah, your whole company used to work for me.
Yes. And so now we're there in Toronto, and there was a company that, this is now going back 6 years, where we were in the right room at the right time, where someone was like, hey, Stu, you're a director, right? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, Adam, you're a producer? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, you guys want to make a horror movie? And we're like, sure. And then they're like, okay, let's do it. And we left there thinking like, okay, sure. Like every meeting that you ever go to in the history of the business, it's always like, we're going to do it for sure. Like 10 out of 10 times, maybe not for you because you get in fights with people. But
no, but 10 out of 10 times it doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen.
I usually get one of them, though.
And at the end of the meeting, though, it's like always like, oh, sounds great. We're going to do it. Like people are so fake in these meetings.
Fake folks.
So when someone says to me, oh, you're going to make a movie, it's like, yeah, okay, sure. A couple weeks later, they hit us back. Adam called me, you better get back to Toronto. They just sent us a contract. I'm like, to do what? They're like, to make a horror movie. And so we didn't even have a script. So we like, we'll save this for another time. But bottom line is, we got our shit together. We did a movie. And now 6 years, six movies later, our new movie's called Vandits, which just came out in Canada. It played in the theaters even in Canada. And it's going to come out in 2023 in the United States of these Americas.
Really?
And it's a movie that I offered you the movie role, a role in the movie. You obviously, it was the time that we were shooting was during the strictest of the COVID times.
And I couldn't go because why?
And you couldn't go because you were not immunized. Because
I couldn't get the...
Because you didn't get the jabberoo.
And you also wanted me to get the jabberoo.
Because I wanted you to be in the movie.
So this dude would have killed me for
died.
A fucking VOD movie.
Exactly.
How would you have felt?
At least I would have been included in the service, I think.
Definitely.
If you passed away, I think someone would call me.
It was $25,000 and a piece of the back. My life
anyway,
is worth
the guy
more.
Who ends up playing the role killed it.
Yeah,
and
he's a great actor.
The movie's great, and I'm really happy about it, and I'm sure our time...
It looks like a good movie.
Yeah, it's good. And our time will come again, obviously. I'm not worried about that.
But you got to get out of fucking communist Canada.
Yeah. Well, I'm up in Canada, and there's...
I love Canada. You know, it's different now, isn't it?
I like it, but there's people that don't like it.
People don't
like
Trudeau.
You know what? Why would I not like Trudeau? Let's put it this way. What did he used to be before he was the Prime Minister of Canada? Do you know?
He was a guy with blackface at a party.
No, and you're one to bring that up. So edit that out.
Mine were characters.
Right. His wasn't?
It was shoe
anyway,
polish.
Anyway, fuck all that. Cut. My point is, he was a drama teacher. Beforehand.
Was it his dad, like the prime minister?
His dad
too?
Was also the prime minister.
Yeah, so I mean,
so he was
a
like
nepo
born
baby.
Into the thing and
nepo
blah, blah,
baby.
Blah.
You know, nepo baby?
What business am I in?
You're in
the
Hollywood.
So the guy who's the president or the prime minister of Canada.
It's a good look, yeah.
He's going to support the arts. Like, all these
it's
tax credits
for you.
And all these benefits and these grants. He's the prime minister, and I'm in business because of this guy.
I love Canada.
Right.
I love the people.
Sure.
I love the slutting place. The problem is they say once you get in, you can't get out.
Well, maybe you can't, but...
How many do you have?
Well, now you don't need any to get into Canada, so you can come. Justin Trudeau lifted all of those regulations.
That's good. And
that's
by the way,
almost a year ago.
Xi Jinping dressed him down at the World Economic Forum.
I saw that.
You saw that? But hold on. The fact that we both know that's insane.
It's nuts.
Hold on. Levine's been hitting me up lately.
Oh, boy.
I wonder if he has the...
I doubt it.
Okay, so there you go.
But you don't need to have the to come to Canada anymore.
That's
but
good to know.
But you know where you do need to have the to come to? USA.
Not me. Where?
Well, you're American. But if
to get in?
Yeah.
Oof.
Still got to have the...
No, off a plane?
You have to even to get on the plane.
So you're telling me...
Right now, if I'm from...
Someone's coming from Lithuania. They have, really?
Yes.
That's fucking evil.
I'll tell you what, though. I can't believe we spoke for 4 hours and we, like, didn't even get into that. And I'm kind of happy.
We can't.
I don't even want to. I have.
End it on another note.
I have COVID fatigue. And not because I have
How
COVID.
How many times have you had it?
Once.
How many things you got?
Three.
Are you looking to do more?
No. not because, like, I don't believe it. It's because I just, like... Like everybody
How
else.
How do you feel?
I feel like I feel fine. Like I don't feel, I feel.
You're the type of dude that might have gotten the fucking salt saline.
Oh,
just
they gave
smart.
Me the fakie?
Well, not even, you have that type of luck. Stu's the type of dude, walks out of building, you and a guy named David Glasser, and you're like, what about that building, right? You guys both walk out, things torched up, somehow you guys get out. So you have that luck.
Maybe. I mean, I also don't have the health conditions that other people have.
Yeah.
For example, you.
Me.
So, you know, when you tell me that you can't do it for whatever reason, I'm not here to fight with you on that.
You're open-minded.
Yeah, but I also don't, you know, I don't think that it's fake. Like, I don't think that, I think COVID is real.
I do, too.
And I think that the vaccine.
Don't say that word.
Okay. And I do think that.
I do,
the COVID vaccine, which was introduced by Mr. Trump.
Oh, yeah.
I think that the point of the vaccine wasn't in a, like, how
can't
are we
say
gonna,
all these words.
How are we going to fuck up everybody? I think people were trying to fight this thing that was killing everybody. And so whatever, science changes, obviously. And at the time, whatever they thought was right. And now it's not right, or it is right, or that's it isn't right.
That's another conversation.
But yeah, it's another conversation for another time. Another day. These are buzzwords that get us banned
from
YouTube.
Yes, that's why I have to, yes, can't say any of that. That's why I go, so okay. Listen.
So you can come into Canada. Now without,
so let's figure out the next picture.
Yeah, you should come.
I need a $500,000 for Granny.
I can't do well.
Jesus, 250's fine. Listen, love you, buddy.
You got 250 hard cash?
No, you get it.
Oh, I can get that.
And I don't want it in Canadian. Listen, where can people find you?
Well,
go see your movies. Go see his new movies. Last movie's amazing.
Faking a Murderer.
Faking a Murderer.
Jamie really loved that movie.
I gave it high praise. It's a Jamie Kane experiment mixed with many other forms.
And you can watch that on anywhere that, like, Tubi's and wherever you find, you know. Maybe you'll get to play on the Jamie Kennedy channel on the Tyler Perry network.
Byron Allen. Close.
Oh, shit. Is that what it is?
Yes, but that's a...
Also a legend.
Yes.
Byron Allen is the one who's running that? That makes more sense.
Yeah, B.A.
Because you also have worked with Tyler Perry before.
T.P.
I'm not crazy.
No, I did that.
I didn't
too.
Make that up.
I did.
What show were you on?
I was in a movie called Good Deeds.
That's what it was.
Yes. I was the gay housemate. I got cut a lot. It's a weird moment. You said Tyler Perry and then Byron Allen. Two totally different people, but both moguls.
Both moguls.
Black moguls.
Sure.
Byron just bought the biggest house in Malibu.
I'm sure.
Mazel.
We used to go around when we were doing our New Year's special. We were like, oh, the Byron Allen model. We were like, he was like a hero to us.
Byron is a hero.
Because he was like buying the time slot and putting whatever on.
Still a hero.
And he fucking made it happen.
Yeah, that's a whole other conversation. But Byron literally is 100% self-made.
Yeah.
So.
Smart guy.
It could be on that channel.
Yeah. But it's not.
But bottom line is, go watch this movie, Vandits. Go watch Faking a Murderer.
Sure.
Go watch the fucking, what is it, Scarecrow?
Jack of All Trades.
Amazing documentary about
baseball cards.
But really, your relationship
like
with your dad.
Sure.
It's beautiful.
Vulnerable.
Jeff Garland's favorite baseball card documentary.
Yes. God bless him.
And that's it.
That's a very specific thing.
Well, I just remember
his favorite baseball card
documentary. He loved it.
Yeah.
Where
this
can people people find you? It was great fun on Twitter and Instagram.
All of it. Yeah, Stu Stone.
Listen, I love you, buddy.
Love you
we
too,
could
man.
Talk for hours.
I'm glad that you're doing well.
I'm
glad
trying.
That you seem to have this new freedom.
You love this studio, though.
This is like my dream.
You got a little heart.
I think you built like a fucking great clubhouse, and the exciting part about it to me is that how much, even after all these years, I still see elements of Stu all over the
you're
place.
All over the place, buddy. You're part of my life.
Yeah.
I love you, dude.
Yeah.
You've made some of the most creative things I've ever been involved in.
Thank you.
Let's be real.
And you too, by the way.
All right. Listen, everybody. Like, subscribe, get involved. Go look at my Patreon. Go follow Stu. More episodes to come. If you like them to come back, I'll make them another app. Peace.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company. Serving collectors since 1945.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.